Okay, well, Tariq, thank you very much for coming into Spotlight on Brittany. In fact, we're sitting in the cinema in Rostrenon, the Cinebreds, where you have a show tonight. You have a film showing tonight.
Yes, indeed. Actually, I came for this. It is the day. I came here to share this experience with my film. So, yes.
So, tell us about the film.
Okay, so the film is about... it tells a story about a population, the population of Brittany, this region, this French region. Britons, we talk a lot about Britons. So they gave their name to a land, which is Brittany today. So we talk about the origins of this population, the reasons why they came to today's Brittany, which was before Armorica. So that's it. It's the story of the Britons.
Okay.
The population of Brittany, this population that was forced to cross the English Channel to come over to America and to settle in today's Brittany, which was, as I said earlier, Armorica.
And so how long ago are we talking? When did this happen?
The 5th century, so okay. Just after the fall of the Roman Empire, so Germanic tribes, so-called barbarics, called by the foes, the Romans, the barbaric tribes, so they invaded most of the Roman Empire. Some of them called the Angles and the Saxons. The yeah. Anglo-Saxons, they went to which was Britannia, today's British Isles, or let's say England. So they forced the local population, or part of the local population, to move to today's Brittany, which was America. Others went to Cornwall. Others to Wales, and some of them even they forced to move north to today's Scotland, right. Or let's say the borders of today's Scotland.
So, what brought you to this subject? Well, I mean, it's quite an undertaking, and so the film is a documentary.
Yes, it is a documentary. So, to make it possible, I needed the help of some historians, local historians. We worked together on it to make sure that I'm narrating, telling a true story based on, say, verified informations. Why this story? Simply because when I came to Brittany, I had a lot of questions. The name, Brittany, Great Britain, why? These similarities in terms of name. And also the culture, the language, many things. When I came to Brittany the first time, I came with the idea of we will discover a French region with la baguette, croissant, local French culture. So I was facing a different culture, different language. So, yeah, when you are curious enough, you need to dig deeper to understand why.
Yeah. So tell us about your background and how you come to be a filmmaker.
So I have the language, so I'm an English teacher. I have the curiosity about history, about culture. I'm a traveller, I move a lot. So I said I have many tools, I need to use them. So I said perhaps it's a good idea to use all these tools in one stuff. It must be filmmaking, so let's give it a try. So I did. The first film was about Saint-Nazaire. It talks about the importance of this city during World War II, and it did work. So I said, yes, I'm on the good road. I need to go further.
So this film, is this the first showing, or has it been shown?
No, it is the fourth or the fifth one. If I count correctly, it must be... So we had the opportunity to show it for the first time in Gimli. Loire-Atlantique. The second one was Blain, in Loire-Atlantique 2. The third one in Nozay, Loire-Atlantique also. Then Avesac. So it is the fifth one.
Okay. And have you got many more showings booked?
Next week, too, is going to be in Enzensac-le-Christ, to the south of Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we are trying to have more offers, let's say, to show it in different cinemas across Brittany.
Yeah. Great. And what have you got planned? What's your next project?
The next project, I think I need to focus on this film first. I need to start working on it, to work on an English version of this film. So it needs a lot of work. Why an English version? Because we are talking about the locals of Brittany. I mean, the old original Brittany, which is today England. So why not an English version? So we can share this story with the English.
So I haven't seen the film yet. So as a documentary, is it a voiceover, or do you have some speaking characters? Do you have that? What do they call it? Sort of realism when they pretend reenactment, I suppose. Are you using any of that, or is it just?
Yeah, it's just it's a kind of a mix. You have a small part in the beginning to give an impression about the Breton culture, which is not that long. It takes perhaps 5 minutes, even less than that. Then most of the documentary is a voiceover with many interviews of the specialists, historians, and a lot of animated maps to explain exactly the movement of the populations, the details about every information given by the voiceover.
Right.
And more details given by the historians, by the specialists.
Right, okay. So how long has it been to create this film? How long did it take?
Actually, it was not my main job. So I have my work. It started with an idea of doing it as a passion. But, it took me like 2 years. But let's say I did it in my free time, like weekends and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it took almost 2 years. I think even more. I didn't count, actually, but I think it was about 2 years.
Okay, and how long is the film?
The film is 1 hour 42.
Wow, that's a lot of film.
Yeah, yeah. 1 hour 42 minutes. So lots of interviews, lots of images taken by drones. Lots of images.
Let's talk about the technical aspects, because you're coming to filmmaking from a non-filmmaking background. You said you're curious, you're interested to put a story across. So, of course, the technology allows us to do incredible things without spending a fortune on cameras, etc. So just talk us a little bit through how you've managed the technology side, because I'm sure there are other people out there listening who have played around with the idea of making a film. I mean, you can make amazing shots even on an iPhone now. So just tell us a little bit about how you came to the technology and how you've put it together using what sources.
It was actually the greatest challenge. So it was not about just making a film, it was about learning. So I had to learn at the same time work on the film. So it was learn and make the film at the same time. So, yes, I bought a drone, for example. I had no idea about drones, how to control, to use a drone. So I had to learn a lot about it first before flying a drone. So, yes, needed to practice a lot, to learn a lot about it.
Did you crash?
Yes. Perhaps two times. The last one, the drone did not survive.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I need to buy another one anyway. So, yes, it is all about learning before making a film. So it took me a long time, actually, to learn, but it was a nice journey.
Yeah. And do you have some people who make films, documentaries, perhaps, that you look up to, that you aspire to create in that style? Or is there someone that inspired you, one particular filmmaker who inspired you to do this? Or was it just a general?
No. Yeah, of course, we need to be based on something, of course. So I watched many documentaries. I watched many series of documentaries made to narrate the story of Brittany. So first, I needed to spot the mistakes they made, so to make sure that they would not make the same mistakes, and to learn from their expertise and learn from the good side of every film. So, yes, I needed to watch many, many films and to gather much experience or enough experience to start this adventure.
Mm.
But there is no specific, like, style to based on.
Mm-hmm.
But I had, like, goals to do, to make it easy,
mm-hmm.
to make it simple, to make it understandable by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And short enough, because 1 hour 42, it seems to be long, but it is not.
Mm.
When I asked the a group of students in Rennes University, history students, to help me on this project, I said I need to make one film about Brittany to narrate. To tell the story of Brittany and the population of Brittany. They told me, no way. So that was a challenge. I said, no, there is a way. We are not supposed to tell every detail.
Mm.
There is a way to make it short and to just tell the most important details. Mm. We are not supposed to tell everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. So do you have a website that people can go to?
Yeah, I named my project at the beginning. Actually, it was a project. The name of the project is The Forgotten Spot.
Okay.
Because when I started my project, it was about Saint-Nazaire, the city of Saint-Nazaire in Loire Atlantique. So when I visited the city for the first time, I discovered the submarine base and many other important facilities built by the Nazis during the World War II. So I said, why no one is telling us about this?
Mm.
These are huge things with a lot of history. So I called it The Forgotten Spot because no one is telling us about it. So from that, I got the idea. So I have, a Facebook page called The Forgotten Spot.
Okay. Will this film be available to watch on YouTube, for example, or are you saving it just for cinema?
No plans at the moment, actually. Right. My focus now is to show it in the cinemas, in different cinemas locally in Brittany. Perhaps in the near future, perhaps. I may cross the channel to show it to the English, perhaps, why not?
Yeah.
But at the moment, yes, I'm trying just to show it in the local cinemas, but no plans, really no plans.
Okay.
Some of the people are asking me to make like DVDs, others are asking to put it just on platforms, on internet, but I have no clear idea about that.
Mm.
At the moment, I'm trying to be in a direct contact with the public, so I'm making like a tour in Brittany, showing my film, be in contact, participating in debates, talking about my film, explaining the idea. Then why not to have it like not on YouTube for sure? I don't know at the moment. At least I'm convinced that it will not be on YouTube, but perhaps in the future, yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Good luck tonight. Of course, by the time this program goes out, the viewing will have been over, but I hope you get a great crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck for the future.
Thank you so much, Simon, for this opportunity. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.